Peabody High boys basketball coach Thad Broughton is joining us here following the Friday night win over Beverly, 71-57 over in Beverly. And coach, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, congratulations to you and the team. This has been a long time coming, beating Beverly. It's been several years since you guys have beaten the Panthers, right?
Yeah, it's been a good game every time we've played them, and they have been very talented the last few years, and Matt does a phenomenal job over there. So we've come up just short. We've had some really tight games, but we haven't been able to get a win. And last night, the guys played fantastic, and I thought from the opening jump right to the end, we were pretty locked in, and they just did a great job.
Well, you have a great shooter in A.J. Forte back with you this year. He got 31 points, as I understand, Friday night. So tell me about him and his performance, and then we can maybe touch on a few other players as well.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Anthony's senior season. He's a kid that's played varsity since his freshman year, and he's just improved each and every year. He really, really works hard on his game in the off season. And so last night, he hit 7 threes, and each three was huge. But not only his shooting, he gets to the hoop, and he creates for others. Great defender as well. He was definitely one of our huge keys last night, and just very happy for his success because, like I said, he's a kid that's really, really put the time and the effort into becoming a really good basketball player.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, he's a nice player in the sense that he can take it to the hoop and obviously has that outstanding outside shot as well, as you noted. Coach, any other notes from player notes from last night's game?
Yeah, I thought another huge key for us was Rafael Laurent. He's another guy that's been a four-year varsity player, and he's really come into his own. And Anthony's committed to Endicott. He's going to go play there next year, and Rafael is another guy who will commit at some point to go play somewhere. He's got a few schools looking at him, and he's a terrific, terrific player, all-around player, good shooter, gets to the hoop, he can defend, and the assignment he had last night was covering Beverly's best player, Class, who is a phenomenal player in his own right, and Rafael did a great job on him and made him work hard for his points.
All right, Coach, so you're right back at it. Sunday afternoon, you guys are playing host to Bishop Fenwick. What can you tell us about this matchup?
You know, it's always a fun game. When I was in high school, Coach Moran was the assistant coach of my high school team, so I've known Coach Moran for forever, and the kids know each other. The local connection of Fenwick being in Peabody and the familiarity between the two schools. It's always a fun game. It's a fun rivalry. And, you kind of throw the records out and just play. And it's fun. It's one of the bigger crowds we get each year. And we always look forward to it. So Fenwick is, they've started hot so far and they've been playing well. So I'm looking forward to a good game tomorrow.
All right, Coach, anything else you want to share with us about Peabody basketball and the season ahead?
Yeah, I think, we had a successful season last year, and we're really just trying to build off of that. And we have some very unselfish players. Last night we mentioned, Anthony Forte and Rafael Laurent, but Jerry El Tolentino, a junior, it's his second varsity game. He's starting for us, did a great job. Cam Conley, Johnny Lucas, Jimmy Festa, Yanni Pappas, Anadi Medrano, all those guys played big minutes for us, and that was a huge stage. So credit to them, and that's the reason why we were able to get that done.
I should ask you just a fast question on the league, because there seems to be, sounds like there's some parity in the Northeastern Conference this year at the top, in the sense that you don't have these runaway teams like you did with Lynn English a few years before they left to the Greater Boston League. And now Beverly, of course, has lost a lot from the team a year ago. But it just seems like a lot more up for grabs right now. I can't speak for all the teams, obviously, but that just, that kind of looks like the way the pathway is here. What are your thoughts?
I think you're right. I think you're going to see a lot of competitive games, and I think you're going to see a lot of teams beating each other on different nights, because there's probably no one team that's on top of the league and everybody's chasing them. I do think it's a little bit more spread out this year. I certainly think Marblehead has a very talented team. Obviously, Beverly is very talented. Salem is always good. I know they're going to have a good team as well. So I think there's going to be parity across the league, but I do think the league is very strong this year. And I think, coming into the season, we weren't really sure. But, now that we're starting to see these teams play, I've been impressed with the state of the league. I think it's a very, very competitive league this year. And, we're just trying to hopefully be in that mix for that top spot.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, thank you for your insights. Congrats to you, the team, the coaches on the win last night, Friday night against Beverly, and good luck on Sunday.
Hey, thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
All right, Thad Broughton, head basketball coach at Peabody High here on MSO, newsports.com.